But where I was concerned, as I said, I was just to the other side of this partition and near the fireplace. And then when the whole lot collapsed, this beam, big, huge beam, came down and rested on this fireplace. Well, whether it hit me and knocked me down or whether the rubble knocked me down, I don't know, because I was obviously knocked out for quite a while. I was in under for about an hour before they got me out. Yes, there were muffled noises around you. And again, I was sort of coming into consciousness and in and out of consciousness, I suppose. But the first thing I remember was this: someone released something from a foot. Otherwise, you just couldn't move. You were absolutely jammed. You just could not move. And as soon as this was gone, I managed to move my foot, you see. And this voice was heard to say, this one's alive, whereas obviously they'd pulled out a lot of dead people or dead lads. So I suppose they gave a bit more effort then when they realised I was okay. And then they took me up to the... it was an old Royal Naval ambulance. I don't know where it came from. Somebody said Portsmouth, but I suppose that's possible. Although Ford was a naval station, so they may have borrowed it from there. Anyway, took me up to the local cottage hospital, which is today is a nursing home. I think it's at Byron. It's about a mile outside. I don't know if you know the area or not. Took me up there, took the stretcher out, put me on the floor in the hall. At the same time, other stretchers were going out and being taken from the cottage hospital down to Chichester to St Richard's. I'm there, I don't know quite how long I've been there, before another stretcher's put up down on the floor next to me. And it was my friend who lived at the police station. He was a police sergeant's son. And when I looked up, the person at the end of his stretcher was my father. So... He obviously didn't recognise me, all mud and dust. And I spoke to my father and said, you know, do you want to say hello to me? And that was the first time he knew that I was alive. Because he said, we were told to go up there and give a helping hand. And he said, when we got there, the soldier said, right, two of you get that stretcher off that ambulance and take it inside. And he said, the first thing I knew was, he said, there were, you know, people and bodies and people rushing about. And stretchers coming out, because what happened was at the cottage hospital they tried to get your name and address and what have we, so that they could notify your parents that at least you were alive, and also to see how badly you were injured.